You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Hi guys, welcome back to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith. I know. It's been a while. Life has happened, but I decided to come and do an episode. It's our 2-year anniversary and I was like, why not do an episode? Let's just laugh, let's just kiki. I was supposed to come back next year, but I was like, nah, let me just come on and vibe and have fun. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year in advance. I'll be in areas, I don't even know the language. It's been a minute. I think last time we all had an episode and we talked, it was October, I think. It was October or September, I can't remember. Anyway, it's been a minute. So last year my sister got married and I was on the bridal party and I was the maid of honor, and yeah, we thank God. Being on bridal parties and even wedding parties, there's a lot that comes in it. And I realize, like, some people just think being, especially nowadays with like the whole Bella Ninja and like the culture around Nigerian weddings and African weddings in general, people just think being on a wedding party is just for vibes. Like, I'm just coming here to look cute, take you pictures, trend, have my outfit trending on Bella Ninja, Ashwebi Bella, and that's it. But there's more to being on a wedding party than just that, right? You're there to serve the person, right? This is somebody that you love and they're getting married. It's the happiest day of their life. Yes, you are there to have fun, but you're also there to serve. Like, that's the part of love. You serve people so that, you know, not you're not doing in return, but so that when your turn comes, you're not squirming to see who will serve you. So yeah, and I noticed African bridal parties are always very stressful. I don't know if it's because of all the weddings and the moving parts and the outfit changes and all that stuff. It's just stressful, very, very stressful. And I've also realized weddings have become more stressful as the years have come. Before, you used to get married, bridal party, you get simple dress from, you know, David's Bridal, call it a day. They're so simple, Ashwebi style. Now, you're on a bridal party or a wedding party and you're spending like 2K on somebody's wedding. Like, that's a lot, right? I mean, yes, we're doing stuff for who we love, I get it, but I'm just saying that's a lot. It's not the typical whatever. So I feel like people feel like, okay, because they're spending that much, they're not about to do a lot. But anyways, we're gonna get into that. That's another conversation for another day. So I decided to come and just do like a couple of do's and don'ts. I mean, we're all getting older, we're becoming part of, our friends are getting married, you're going to be part of people's weddings, and I decided to come and be like, so you don't embarrass yourself and so you don't lose friends. Because a lot of, if you guys talk to a lot of brides, they lose friends, especially the women, they lose friends after their wedding or even during the process. Like, you can't start with 10 bridesmaids, by the end of the year you're only with 7 because you lost friends, and there's just so much drama that happens. Men, not so much, but I notice it with women. So that you don't lose friends, this will go out to the brides, and we're also going to do the couple, the bride and the groom, and then we'll do bridal party. Do's and don'ts and what your bridal party needs to know and all that kind of stuff. So let's start with the couple. So number one, I think transparency about pricing. This is not the time that you pad the price to make money. Like, people do Ashwebi, let's say they actually bought the Ashwebi for $100, but then they charge people $250 so that they can make money to pay for other things. Cool, I understand, that's culture. But do you do that to your friends, people that are going all out, that are flying, that are going on trips? No. Be honest about the pricing. Go do your research, calculate. And the thing, I understand, because yesterday's price is not today's price, and then these things are constantly changing, I understand. But have a rough estimate, and of course, maybe pad it a little bit. Like, if you're estimating $75, maybe pad it to $100, give or take, right? This is not the time to be making money off your friends. Be transparent about the price. I'm talking, if you're doing bachelorette trip, budget how much a bachelorette trip will cost. Budget how much what kind of bridal shower you want. So you because, you know, bridal party pays for the bridal shower. All those kind of things. Yeah, if you don't know, you help pay for the bridal shower and even the trip, that the bachelorette trip that the bride goes on, everybody pitches to pay for the bride. So before you say yes, to be on somebody's bridal party. Know what you're getting yourself into. And I think people need to be honest. I saw somebody make like a spreadsheet. It was a very detailed PowerPoint, color scheme, everything. Let people know what they're getting into. And as a bride, don't get angry when people decide that they don't want to be part of your wedding. Times are hard, you guys. People are struggling. Inflation is high. Yes, they can still buy Ashoebi, but if people decide not to be in your bridal party, don't take it to heart. It's not, they don't hate you. They're not jealous of you. They don't want your man. They don't want anything. They just can't afford it. And they're just being honest, right? And I'd rather somebody be honest than when it's time to pay for stuff, they're not giving you story for the gods. Two, your bridal party is there to help and not to be a worker. I see this in Nigerian culture a lot. You see bridal party, they are going to get food for the pastor and everybody. Cool, but hey, those are your friends. I get it. Like, they're there to serve and help you out, but they are not a worker. Like, let's differentiate the two, okay? Don't overuse them. Find somebody else to serve. That's why you have waiters at the wedding or servers. Your friends should not be going and be serving food or whatever. I've also seen weddings where they ran out of chairs and bridal party had to give up their chairs. Cool, I understand. But at the end of the day, these people are also your friends and you should hold them in high regards. Yes, they can pick money. They can make sure you're good, blah, blah, blah. But also help them, let them enjoy the day. Your friends should not be working the entire time. Let them actually enjoy your wedding too with you. And then for the couple, pick well. I think people, one thing I know is people pick bridal parties that are for aesthetics. And I get it. You want your bridal party to trend. You want Maxwell Jennings to like whatever. But if you are just picking people based on who can best serve the best, joke is on you. Because if they end up disappointing you, they come and pick money. Then all they want to do is best serve. That's your problem because you pick them, right? So be careful about who you pick on your bridal party, right? If you know you have a troublesome friend that everywhere they go, fights, they don't need to be on the bridal party because they just cannot get along with people. They're always a problem, right? Save your stress save yourself the stress. Another one for brides, if your bestie is lazy and you know you love your bestie, but she's just not the helping hand type, you know, that kind of thing where you need somebody to straighten your dress for the picture, somebody to patch your face, patch your makeup, make sure your lipstick is good, make sure you don't have this on your teeth. If that's not the kind of friend, don't pick them as your maid of honor. Find somebody that you know is that kind of person. And there's no bad blood. I just feel like people, you just have to sit down and be honest with that person so that when you're not having unmet expectations, you're not holding grievances and you're not angry. Another one, if you have 18 bridesmaids or 18 groomsmen, please plan to manage them well. You can't pick that many people and not have a curated plan to handle everybody. Like, it drives people insane. I know for me, it drives me insane. You have 18 people on your bridal party and no sort of organization. It's just vibes. Weddings in September, it's June, nothing has been done. But you wanted to have 18 people on your bridal party. Why? I don't know. So if you're going to pick a big number, be ready to handle them well, right? And the more people you have, in my opinion, with weddings, the less they should have their opinion in things because that just causes clashing things. So, for example, brides, here's a tip. If you are trying to pick a color of the bow tie for the groomsmen or whatever, or the groom is trying to pick it, pick three colors and say, which one do you guys like the best? Or pick from two. Don't go and say, what do you guys think? Because that just leaves an open playing field for arguments. Brides, too, the same thing. Pick five dresses that you feel like is best and let everybody decide from there. If you give too much options, then it creates chaos, especially with large groups. And then this another one. Pick dresses that goes with everybody's body shape in mind. Some of you brides are EOPs because you know that, you know, maybe somebody's a little bit bustier or something and you're picking something that you know does not flatter them. That's just mean. And even groomsmen too, like even picking colors, pick colors that complement your groomsmen's skin tone equally. So you don't, pick something that complements their, you know, their skin tone, or you're picking a three-breasted waistcoat and then like people's torsos, not like, you know, put thought into the outfits. Like, don't just pick something because you saw it on somebody's bridal party or you saw it on one model on the internet and you thought it would look good with your bridal party with different shapes and sizes. No. Okay, and then now let's go to the bridal party. I'm going to roast you guys because the nonsense I seen last year, I'm sorry, like, what? Number one, reply to the messages in the group chats. I think this is the biggest one. You can't decide to be part of a weddings group chat and then you mute the WhatsApp group chat, then they're not adding you, they're calling you separately, blah blah. I'm busy. Are you the only person that's busy? Everybody's busy, okay? I understand some group chats are annoying and people talk too much, and that's another thing with brides. You need to make rules about the group chat. Don't, it's not the mommy's WhatsApp group chat. Like, make sure it's only when you're only sharing important stuff and all that kind of stuff. But don't mute it. Like, be present. If they're asking, hey everybody, where can they send their money, reply. Everybody's waiting for you to decide. You have not replied. They're calling you separately just to tell you the price. It's stressful. Like, don't stress everybody's life out. And especially somebody being the maid of honor, that's so annoying. There's just so much on everybody's mind already. You don't need to add to it. Two, if you know one do, no do. Again, if you know one do, no do. If you don't have the money, if you don't even feel like being on a bridal party, it's okay. Like, I understand your friend might be upset or whatever, whatever. Or even say like, hey, can I think about it? You know, keep me in mind. Like, if money becomes good, then I'll join. If not, it's okay. Some of you don't want to be on the bridal party, then you're not stressing everybody's life out. You're making things so difficult. Come pay for this, you can't pay. Come do this, come do that. If you can't afford it, it's okay. Like, just cut your coat according to your size. Say, hey, I love you, I love to participate. If instead you want to give the person $300 for the wedding, that's even better, I think, sometimes than being part of the bridal party, because it's actually going to something that they need in the wedding. Don't start complaining when they're billing you. Oh, it's too much, it's too much. You didn't know before you entered. I'm sure they told you what the price was and you agreed. So figure it out. Amen. And if you decide through the wedding night, this is too much for my budget, step out. It's okay. Nobody will beat you. Like, some people might vex, but they'll be all right. Three, if you don't like somebody on the bridal party, suck it up. Again, suck it up. Some of you work with people you don't like and you sit there and you accommodate it. And for some reason, when wedding parties come, that's the time people want to be bringing out their inner agberos. Not the time of place, sir, ma'am. Suck it up for your friend. Be in the wedding party. You only have to see this person for one day, I'd be 2 days, whatever day you have to see them. Even if it's a week, suck it up. You will never see them in your life again. Suck it up for your friends. This is not the time to be bringing drama. This is not the time to be rolling eyes. This is not the time to say, I don't want to be around this person. It's not your wedding. It's not about you. Don't make it about you. That's one. Another one, it's not your wedding day. Some people will try to be living their dreams through the person that's getting married. No, it's not your wedding. When it's your turn, do yours. If you've already done your own, then you've done your own, right? If you want to redo, go redo. But it's not the time, oh, I don't like this. I don't think these flowers are good. I don't think, if the bride wants orchids at her wedding, so be it. It's not the time to say you want white roses for your bridal bouquet, for your bridesmaid's bouquet, or you want a waistcoat as a groomsman, and the groom is like, no, I only want everybody in the normal, you know, two-piece suit, or I don't know, whatever suit. I don't know what it is for men. That's not the time to be trying to live your dreams to somebody's wedding. It's the couple's wedding. Whatever they decide goes. Now, you can express your opinions occasionally, but don't be too opinionated and like, oh, it's your way or no way kind of vibe. No. Five, yes, you are there to enjoy, but you're also there to serve. Amen. So all those people that come and be only eating rice and dancing bese and taking content and creating banging content for TikTok, come with me to my friend's wedding and I take you to a Nigerian wedding. Okay, you're on the bridal party. You didn't do shishin. To pick money, you no do. To straighten the bride's dress, you didn't do. To get ready, they were calling you, they were fighting you. But you are the first person to go on TikTok. Come with me to my friend's Nigerian wedding. Meanwhile, you didn't do anything. Because sit down. Amen? Yeah. If you're on somebody's bridal party, you're there to serve. You're not a worker, but you're there to serve. If they need help picking money, pick money. If the bride says, I want to eat, can you help me get food? Even though wedding planners usually help with that, help out the bride. Like, you are there to help them, right? You're not just there to make content for your TikTok page and to go viral. Amen. Number six, stick to the schedule. You should not be lagging the day, right? If they say pictures at 5 p.m you need to be there at 4:45. All you latecomers, I'm calling you to order again. Somebody should not be waiting. Weddings are so expensive. All you babes that I want Maxo Jenny's charges like almost 10k. So if Maxo Jenny says the bride has paid Maxo Jenny's and wants everybody downstairs by 5 p.m. because money they go as time is going. Be there on time. They should not be waiting for you. Where is Lyde? Lyde is still doing makeup. What happened? she woke up late, or she wasn't able to get ready, or her hair didn't go well. It's not your day. It's not your day. Come take the pictures, go fix your makeup later or something. They can edit whatever. I understand some people want to look their best and all that kind of stuff, but please be on time. They say we need everybody at the venue to start makeup at 5 a.m. call time. Please wake up on time. Amen. Amen. And number 7, if you are a maid of honor, please go and look up the duties. Look how to straighten the bride's dress. Look how to touch up. Look how to, what kit should I carry around? If it's to carry the bride's makeup, if she's not having a makeup artist throughout the day. I have seen so many people that just forget that they are maid of honor. Meanwhile, you now see a photographer fixing the dress, or one auntie will come and fix it. Fix the bride's dress, fix the bride's makeup. Help the bride look good. That's your job, at making sure that the bride is okay. Some of you come there, you end up forgetting your duty, and I just think that's not right. And lastly, for my groomsmen, I think I see this a lot in Nigerian weddings. A lot of the responsibility is put on the women on the bridal party, but I think groomsmen too also come there and be lazy. They just come there to eat, to vibe. Some of them, their aim is to get drunk, but you're also there to work. Women should not be the only people picking money. You too, you should be picking money. You too, you should be patting your guy's face down. You too, your guy says, I want to change my shoe. You run and go get the other shoe that he'll change it to. I want to change it to slippers. You help him get, which rarely happens, but I want to change it to slippers. You help him get slippers too, right? So some of you, you just come there to vibe. Hey, when it's time for entrance, you dance better, you trend, blah, 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 but you didn't do anything in the wedding. Help out your guy, like, and you know, even this to brides too, check bridesmaids, check in on the bride. How are you doing? Do you need help? Do you want me to call a vendor? Brides need help. They're very, very stressed, and some people forget that to check in on them too, and then you're adding more stress by being a difficult wedding party member. But yeah, that's it. I've been wanting to do this episode for a while, because yeah, I've seen and heard some nonsense that people do every year during people's wedding. And I hope this year, as wedding season is about to kick off next month in March, everybody behaves themselves and make sure they're the best wedding party member. But that's it. Thank you for listening to Unsolicited Yarn. Until next time, when I decide to do an episode, sorry you guys, this is the phase of life I'm in. Life is so busy right now, and yeah, this is just gonna be as the vibes come, and we'll see what happens. But I pray everyone has a great and fun-filled wedding season. And I pray no one's wedding gives you PTSD. This is to brides. I pray you enjoy your wedding season. Don't let anybody stress you. And to bridal parties, I pray you too, you enjoy your wedding season. And yeah. And one thing I'll say to brides, you don't have to do what everybody's doing. If you decide you don't want a big wedding, it's okay. If you want a big wedding, it's okay. If you don't want a bridal party, it's okay. Don't feel pressured to do anything, because that's what the status quo Nigerian wedding is. Those days are long gone. Do what fits you, your budget, your pocket, your style, your aesthetic, whatever it may be. And that's it. Thank you guys for listening to Unsolicited Yarn. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye. Stay safe. So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yarn. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time!